Hello.
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I actually found a fraudulent charge on my debit card, an unauthorized charge.
What is your zip code, ma'am?
85208.
All right, ma'am, what is your first and last name?
Angela, Angela. And can I get your information? Name, badge number, employee number?
We don't have any badge numbers or employee numbers. My name is Renee, ma'am.
Okay, and you're calling from where?
We are a third party call center, ma'am.
Third party.
You don't want to speak to them.
Yeah, I need to speak to someone at the company because, like I said, this is an unauthorized fraudulent charge against my account.
Oh, ma'am, can you verify your shipping address for me?
No, I cannot.
No.
I don't want to give a third party that can't give me any information, my personal information.
I'm just trying to make sure I got the right account up.
Okay.
What's the name of the company he works for, Mr. Third Party?
What is the name of the company that you work
for? I can't give out the information, ma'am.
I can't give out any information, but I'm supposed to give you my shipping address and my name and information. I think. Can you please refer my information over to the company that charged fraudulent charges to my account?
We are the company that handles their accounts, ma'am.
Okay, but you can't tell me what company you work for or your employee information or anything.
Sounds kind of fishy.
Makes no sense, especially considering it was a fraudulent charge. I need some more identifying information. California.
California?
Or at least that's in the information.
Okay.
Renee?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you provide me with any sort of specific information?
To identify yourself?
To identify yourself, your company, anything?
My
the
name
company
is...
that you're representing?
The company I'm representing is Factory Direct.
Factory Direct. Okay, and that's not the same company that is listed, that the charges are under, or?
Yes, ma'am. That is the product that it is under. The company that shows up on your credit card is the merchant.
Okay. So she has... Without giving your information, you can't find that out. Okay.
If you're not comfortable with the shipping address, can you verify your email?
Can I verify my email?
Yeah.
It's Angel, all lowercase, EYES, 71099 @gmail.com.
And what was your first and last name again?
First name is Angela. I'm not going to give you that. Last initial is S.
And when was this charge?
$67.32.
No, what was the time and what was the date?
The date was this morning, today, December 3rd, 2022.
I think I might have it here, but that's the reason why I asked for your last name, because I wanted to make sure.
You have my phone number, you have my email address, you have my first name, my last name's initial. And the exact amount for $67.
And you say the email that's under here is different. Let me see something real quick.
Libra Angel. Is that
repeat that email for me one more time.
Okay. Angeleyes 71099 @gmail.com.
See, that's not the
Okay. Can you tell me what email address you would have with it? I do have other email addresses. I just don't want to give you all of them.
Angela Faith.
Oh, 1975@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, that would be me.
All right, so I see here that you had got a free gift that was a tactical bag that was $574.
Correct.
And that was a free gift into our factory direct store, which is that 6732.
Okay, where's the, I don't understand where 6732 come from. I get a free gift, I pay the shipping on it, and you charge me $70.
Yes, it was in terms of conditions on a checkout page because the 574 was basically an ad letting you know, hey, you got this for free, the only thing you have to pay for it in the shipping. And with that 6732, if you do not cancel, you will get charged with that. And it says that in the terms and conditions.
Uh-huh. Okay, I want to cancel both.
All right, ma'am, I can get this account canceled for you.
Okay, yep, cancel all of it. I don't know. Is there like a monthly charge as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, no, we're going to completely cancel. I want nothing to do with you guys. Want out of your system. Want my money back. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I got you coming in, though. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't get to enjoy it.
Ever, ever again.
All right, ma'am, I was able to get that canceled for you, and that refund will, that refund of 6732 will come back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. Would you like that cancellation number?
Yes, definitely.
All right, let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm absolutely ready.
All right, the cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
262-987-435.
Okay, so that's C as in Charlie,
262-987-435. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what about the 574?
You were still receiving that back because it has shipped off.
Okay, I will be receiving the back.
Yeah, you will be receiving a bag, and the 574 is the shipping for it.
Okay, and will there be any further monthly charges, or have you completely canceled the account?
I completely canceled the account, ma'am.
Okay. You don't have any identity, other than your first name and name?
Say that again, ma'am?
Any identifying information, I don't think. Extension, anything, your number I could call back if there's an issue?
You could call back the same number, but I don't have an extension, ma'am.
Okay. The same number that you called me from, or the same number that I called you at
the most? Either one.
Okay. All right. I sincerely appreciate your help, and I'm sorry for being snippy. That's a lot of money.
That's okay, so, ma'am.
I do thank you very much for your help, and you have a good day.
All right. Thank you again for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Since we had all the information. You're very good, and I would have probably fucked up and gave him my information, but you're very good about that.
I had you hand right here with me, so, you know.
You did a great job.
I had information number and the number he called for.
You can't tell me who you're